A war on yoga? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I saw this story. Dateline, Kennesaw, Georgia. The yoga classes at Bullard Elementary School will be changed to reassure Christian parents who worried that their kids were being taught a Hindu belief system. The students will no longer be directed to use the Hindu greeting Namaste. Well, I wondered how Hindus felt about that. So I called the Hindu American Foundation and talked to Senior Director Shipal Shaw.
You know, as a parent, I could understand why another parent might object to having their child use that term.
Because it is religious, she says.
The underlying basis of Namaste is basically that the divine in me bows to the divine in you.
But Christians are always complaining about taking the Christ out of Christmas. Isn't taking the Hindu out of yoga the same thing?
Yes. Yoga has become kind of a commercialized, popularized fitness fad.
In fact, Shipal herself has been running a Take Yoga Back campaign to remind people of its origins. But she also told me that if the Hindu part makes parents uncomfortable,
you're benefiting students, and I don't think any one of us at HAF or our campaign would want to take away from the well-being of American school children.
However, if you're going to take out the Hindu parts, you should say that what you're doing is based on yoga, because real yoga is not just about thin people in yoga pants, any more than Christmas is just a fat guy in a red suit. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.